Okay, today is Daf Gimel. We're on Daf Gimel. Six lines from the top, where it says Amar Mar, the two dots. Amar Mar. Mukdashe Ovde Kochavim. We said yesterday that if a guy donates something to the Beit HaMikdash, so if it's a carbon, lo nanin, you're not allowed to have enough from it, because it's still a mice, it's still a carbon. But velo malin, you're not over me'il if you do. Lo nanin, midrabanan, you're not allowed to use it, only midrabanan. Midrabanan, you're not allowed to use it. Velo malin, v'lomolin midaraisa, but midaraisa you're not over me'ilu midaraisa, only midarabanan. My taima, what's the reason for all this? Tichsiv, it says nefesh ki timol moal v'chata bishkaga. A pasuk nefesh ki timol, if you're going to do over me'ila v'chata bishkaga, you do a sin with a shogeg. Yafinan chet chet mitruma. It's a gzeir shava. Utruma tichsiv. Utruma says bnei Yisrael v'lo ovdei kochavim. Right. And by truma, it says only Jews and not goyim. Goyim don't give truma. So mi'ilo only applies by Jews, not by goyim. The ein chayavin alav mishum pigel nosar v'tamei. And then we said yesterday that if a goy donates a carbon, and the kohen has the wrong machshava, so it's really it's a pigel carbon. No such thing as pigel. That's only a carbon of a goy. Or nosar, if you eat it, or tamei and you ate it. It's always you ate it, right? You always have to be you ate it, right. And you ate it. You ate pigel. You ate nosar. You ate tamei. So by a Jew, those are bad sins. By a guy, it's not a sin at all. Right? Sorry. But Shapigal knows if this is a betumah. By betumah, it says, now we're going to have each apostle, by each one, why you're not chayev. It says, Dabar el Aaron, velponav, vayinazu mikotche b'nei Yisrael. It says, b'nei Yisrael. V'lo yichalu Hashem, right? It says, b'nei Yisrael. V'yalef noser chilu mitumah. There's a gzera shava noser to tumah. Dixiv gabe tuma b'nei Yisrael v'lo yichalu. Uxiv gabe noser avoch lavon av yisa, kis kodesh hem chilel. Right? So, two psukim. V'yalef pigol avon minoser. And another gzera shava, from pigol, avon to noser. Xiv gabe pigol v'nefesh ochel t'mena avon otisa. If you eat pigol, you hold on to yisa, you bear your sin. Uxiv, and it says, gabe noser avoch lavon av yisa, kis kodesh hashem chilel. Fine. V'kulu b'nei Yisrael, v'lo ba'ovdei kochavim. This is all by Jews only, not by goyim. Then we said, v'einos and tamura, and then a goy can't make tamura. A goy cannot, there's no such thing. Why not? T'chsev, it says, v'lo yechlifenu, v'lo yomir, v'ksev, b'reisha inyan, and it says in the beginning of that parasha, daber el b'nei Yisrael, ish kliyafli neder b'erkecha. Okay, it's one, what's one shot? Only Jews? Hoshanacher, v'einos and tamura, you can't make tamura my time, or why not? D'izkisha tamura behema l'maisa behema. They're compared, Tmura and Maisa are compared, what's the comparison between Tmura and Maisa Behema? Happens to be they're in the same Parsha, in Parsha's Bichu Kosai, that's first of all. Maisa Behema, La Maisa Dagon. And then Maisa Behema is compared to Maisa Dagon. And my, you know, giving off Trumas and Maisras. V'gavi Maisa Dagon, T'ksiv, Kies Maisa B'nei Yisrael, Shirim Al Hashem, B'nei Yisrael, V'lo, Ovdei Kochavim. Fine? Very good. Good? Maybe at least it would be work. Doesn't even work. Not even chal. By a Jew you get malchus, but it's chal. And then both animals are kodesh. So here it's not even chal. It doesn't get off the ground. Why not? So we said, because it's various drushes.
How about if a Jew does tumura on a non-Jew?
That was yesterday. Was that yesterday? It was yesterday, the other way around. Was it yesterday? It was yesterday. Who is it, the mischaper, or right, is it the donor or the recipient? That was yesterday, right? Okay. Good. Next. Then we said, V'ein mevi nesachim aval karbon otar nesachim divrei Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon said that a goy brings a carbon. He has to bring nesachim along with the carbon. Who pays for those nesachim? The Beis HaMikdash picks up that bill. Someone else could also donate random nesachim, just nesachim, just wine or flour. That you could do. A goy can't do that. Okay. My... V'nahani mili, how do you know that? Tana Rabbanan, it says Ezrach. Ezrach means a citizen, means a Jew. Ezrach may be nesachim, vein ovdei kochavim may be nesachim. Only a Jew could bring nesachim, not a goy. Yachal, I would think, lo teo lasso tu'una nesachim. So then a goy should never bring nesachim, even when he brings a regular carbon. Talmud lomar, kacha. It says no kacha, like this. Meaning, only in a carbon, only as an individual nedava, a goy cannot bring it. When he brings a carbon, yes. Amar b'yosi, Rorni b'kul lahachmer. Rorni says, I'm achmer by the goy. There is pigul, there is nosa, there is tame, a machmer. By time, why? It says Lashem Ksiv Bey. It says Lashem. So therefore, so what if it's a guy? It's the same carbon. So therefore, he's machmer. Then we said yesterday, the medem amurim bekachei mizbeach. That's only true by kachei mizbeach. Aval kachei bet kabayis. But if a guy wants to donate a chair to the base of mikdash, mol and behen, there is over meila. My time of why? The chigam rida meila chet mi truma because we want meila from truma dumi de truma the kadosh kedushas haguf. That's different than truma, which is kadosh kedushas haguf. Meaning, what is kedushas haguf? I give you truma. That truma has inherent kedusha. There's no way to get rid of that kedusha on the truma. No way to get rid of it. You can't get out of it. Right? Aval kedushas berak habayis. But kedushas berak habayis. I donate this chair to the base of mikdash. What happens? Has inherent kedusha? No. It's called kedushas damim. Its value is kedusha, which means I can redeem it. I can redeem it and make it. You can't redeem a carbon if it didn't get a mum. You can't do that. I donated the carbon. Ooh, I shouldn't have done that. I want to redeem it. You can't, unless it has a mum. Then it's not a carbon anymore. So kedushas haguf is a greater level. So kedushas haguf, we said there's no meila. On kedushas adamim, we said there is meila, right? On kedushas adamim, low, right? Right. And then we said yesterday, what kind of svar is that? Why on kedushas haguf there's no meila, and kedushas adamim, which is lower kedusha, there's yes meila. So we said because kedushas haguf, it's still considered yours. It's still called yours. It's, the shame is yours, even though you donated it as a carbon. Therefore, there's no meila. It's a gois. But once he donates it to the Beis HaMikdash, even if it's sitting in his living room still, now it's called the Beis HaMikdash's. Therefore, you're over Me'ilah. That's what we said yesterday. Okay. Right. The Svasemis is another answer. He says, we said before a minute ago, that the reason why, one second, no, okay, let's leave that out. Okay. So now, Amar Yehuda Amar Rav. New topic. Kol lo saseh sheba Torah. Every lo saseh in the Torah. Asa ba maisa chayev. You do a maisa, you're chayev. Lo asa ba maisa, putter. You don't do a maisa, you're putter. Right? Chayev what? Chayev malchus. Right? Chayev malchus. You do an act, chayev malchus. You don't do an act, speak lashon hara. It's a lo saseh in the Torah. Don't get malchus for that. Why? Because speech is not considered an action. That's first of all. Speech is not considered an action. Otherwise, you don't do anything. I mean, lo saseh, lo maaseh. You didn't do anything. You sat around. So that's not an act. No. But, so that's another kind of... You can do a maaseh. You can do an aveir without doing a maaseh also. For example, you don't get rid of your chametz. So when chametz starts, when Pesach starts, I have chametz in my mouth. I didn't do anything. Sitting around, doing nothing. I didn't get rid of it. That's a non-act. You're not chayav malchus on that. It's a lav shem ma'isa. You can have a lav shem ma'isa like that, just sitting around. You can also have a lav shem ma'isa by speech. So that considered a ma'isa, speech. Okay? So, yeah.
Because you chayav karis for that, yes?
For possessing chametz, I chayav karis. Only if you eat it. Just to have, you don't want to have it in your house. So do you get malchus of that? No, you don't get malchus of that. Why not? It's a lav shem ma'isa. Okay?
There's a lot
of Hashem Amaisis out there. Right? Now, Uklalahu? Is that a rule? The Lav Hashem Amaisis Pater? The Lav Hashem Amaisis Pater? Rabbi Meimar. What about Tamura? Our Mishnah. The Lav Hashem Amaisis who? The Lav Hashem Amaisis, all you did was talk. Veloki. And you get Malkus for that. Ditnan. Lo Shu Rishai Lahachmir. Lo Shu Rishai Lahamir. But our Mishnah said, not allowed to do this. Not allowed to. Elishim Hamir Mumer. So forget Saboim. You get Malkus for that. Right? So what's going on here? Okay? So, before we get to the answer, look at Tosfos' question. Look at Tosfos, the second to last Tosfos. Vahare Meimar, Lav She'en B'maisa Loki. Vim Tomar, Amai Lok Parachachi, Nami. What about this? There are two Averos in the Torah that are Lav She'en B'maisa, and you get malchus for them. Number one, moti shemra. You come to bed and you say, my wife's not a basula. It turns out the whole thing was a lie. You get malchus. And you have to pay a knas, and you're not allowed to divorce her. Malchus for that. All you did was talk. All you did was say she was on the Pesula. That's all you did. And the second one, Edim Zomimim. Edim Zomimim. You say Reuven ate Reif. And it's not true. You get Malchus for that. Right, whatever you wanted to do, including Malchus, you get. So the two examples of Lav Shem Maisa, you get Malchus. So Tosfos answers, Lav Shem Maisa Velaki, V'yishlamar, T'lobar L'mifrach Mahani D'chasibu Malchus B'Torah. Now don't ask me Akasha where the Torah said straight out, you get Malchus. That's a rule breaker. The Torah said straight out. The Torah never said if you trafe, you get Malchus. The Torah never said that. The Torah never said if you ashan, you get Malchus. Nor has it ever said a word. We know, how do we know that? We know that if you do any losa, say you get malchus. How do we know that? Because we learn an ad from it says, Losachsum shor b'disho, don't muzzle your animal. Then the very next pasuk there is about getting malchus, for doing averos. So the Gemara makes a comparison, right? Without amunas chachamim, you can't get the first base in this religion. The chacham said that when you get malchus, for doing laws that have maises, like muzzling your animal. That's how we know. So the fact that Motzi Shemra and Eden Zomim, that's not a kasha. Right? Because those are exceptions. The Torah said so straight out. Fine, very good. Fim Tomar, I'll skip all that. Then at the bottom, there's another question. So the Gemara, he tells us the following question. Fim Tomar, at the bottom, he says, Ki parachacha, vare meimar, when you do tmura, it's a lav she'en bo maisa, Lema, let's say, bidibure is avid maisa. Your words create a maisa, right? Kedamala, come on, look, we're going to have that later on. There are times when you could do speeches, see Lashon Hara. It's not a maisa. No matter what you wanted, it's not a maisa. All you did was talk. It's not a maisa. Sometimes by speech, you could create a maisa. For example, let's say you muzzle your animal, you cocky, you muzzle him, by putting a muzzle on his mouth. That's muzzling an animal. You close the muzzle by yelling at him. Every time the animal wants to go eat, you yell at him. He doesn't eat. He's afraid of you. He doesn't eat. So you don't speech. All I did was yell at him. But that created a maisa. Created a maisa of no muzzling. See, here, it's true. All I did was speak. But I created a maisa. What maisa did I create? I created a new carbon. So it's the equivalent of speech. So it's the equivalent of maisa. So that really is a maisa. Speech is only not a maisa when it's mamash, not a maisa. Like Lashon Hara is not a maisa. Right? Or Eidus.
What happens if it does create something?
How could it? Say, oh, Reuven didn't go to shul this morning.
I lost a job.
That's not to consider that a maisa.
Why not?
That's just a consequence of the Lashon Hara.
So it's a consequence of the same thing.
No, but it's not a halachic maisa. It's not a halachic maisa. Yes, Lashon Hara is terrible. Causes bad things to happen. Not a halachic maisa. Right? I said, Reuven didn't wash Nagelvasa this morning. That's a terrible thing to say. It's not true. Didn't cause any maisa. Here, when I say tamura, I caused the maisa. What maisa? The animal's Kodesh now. Halachic change. The animal's now muzzled. I didn't do a thing. All I did was yell at it. Doesn't make a difference. So Tosfos answers, Yeshlama, in a chanami. It's a very good point. Have you marked a little bit to say, Ela Shapra, the Shani. We're going to have even better answer than that. We're going to have better things to say than that. In a chanami, that's true. We're going to have better things to say. What better things? So here we go. So we have a kasha. The kasha is, why on earth, we submit a statement. Any time you do a lavei without a maitza, there's no malchus. It's not true. What about tamura? So Gemara says, "Amalach Ravuna, Hamani Rabbi Yehudi." Our Mishnah must be going like Rabbi Yehuda, the Amar who says, "Lav she'ein bo ma'isa lokin alav." Our Mishnah must be Rabbi Yehuda. Now, if everybody was awake yesterday, you will remember that it can't be Rabbi Yehuda. Gesundheit. Because yesterday Rabbi Yehuda said that the Gemara said our Mishnah can't be Rabbi Yehuda because Rabbi Yehuda said that Kol included the Yoresh and all these things, and he was arguing on that. Is it possible that our mission is Rabbi Yehuda? We said Vakim the Lareisha, the Lok Rabbi Yehuda. We said yesterday the Reisha cannot be Rabbi Yehuda. Diktani Hakol Mamrin. Anybody can do Tamura. Hakol Lasuye Mai, Lasuye Yoresh. We said it includes a Yoresh, Udu Lok Rabbi Yehuda, and a Kaber Rabbi Yehuda. So how could this be Rabbi Yehuda? So the Gemara says, I'll tell you how it could be Rabbi Yehuda. It's not Rabbi Yehuda. It's someone else. Hi Tana, this Tana, Savala Kavase Bachata, Hilda Rabbi Yehuda in one point. That what? That Lav Shein Maisa you get Malchus. Visav Vlav Shein Maisa Lokin Alav. Upala Bale Bachata, and he argues him in another point. The Elu Rabbi Yehuda Savar Yoresh Eino Somech, Yoresh Eino Meimer. Vatana Didan Savar Yoresh Tamar Yoresh Meimer. Right? In other words, Rabbi Yehuda himself, it's one of his Talmidim. About that point, he agreed with him. About this, he didn't agree with him. So it's some anonymous Tana who holds like him in one vart and not like him in the other vart. So where are we up to now? The Mishnah goes like the Shita that holds Lav She'ema Maisa, you get Malkus for. Right?
Every single one.
So maybe you get, maybe there's another Pa'onish for it, you get Taras. But yeah, Lav She'ema Maisa, you get Malkus. Okay? So going to, right? Okay, fine. So Amar of Idi Bar Oven, Amar of Amram, Amar of Yitzchak, Amar of Yochanan, Mishra Yosek Lili, Kal Lo Saseh Sheva Torah, Asa B'maisa Loka, if you do an act, you get Malkus. Lo Asa B'maisa Potter, you don't do a Maisa, you're Potter. There are three exceptions. So you don't have to say that our mission is like this of Yehuda, that Lav She'el Maisa gets Malkus, that's a minority opinion. Nobody hold, only Rabbi Yehuda holds like that. We want to say the Mishnah that starts with our Masechta is a minority. No, a better answer. Really, Lav She'el Maisa ain't Loka and Lav. It's not a rule every single one. There are three exceptions. Chutz, except for, Minishpa, if you swear. Someone makes a Shavua. I'm not going to sit on that chair today. So the whole, and I sat on the chair. That is a Maisa. So the Gemara is going to ask, but what kind of Shavua are we talking about? Right? How about this? A Shavua that I didn't sit on the chair today. Or we're going to get to it. All the permutations, how it could be that it's a Lav She'ema Maisa. That's number one.
Isn't there an inherent problem that you can't get Malkus unless you've been warned?
Oh, we're going to get to that. We're going to get to that also. Umeymar, number two, is Tamura. And number three is Umakal Chavero B'Shem. If you curse somebody. And then they point out that there are three laws in the Torah for cursing. Number one, cursing Hashem. Number two, cursing on Hashem. Cursing a Dayan, people. You curse a Dayan, one Avera Elokim, Lo Sekalo. Then it says, if you curse a king, Nasib Amchalosa'or, and if you curse anybody, because it says, Losakal Cheresh, don't curse someone who's deaf, it means someone who's even who's deaf, meaning anybody. So all three are included here, right? Afal Pi Shalo Asa Maisa, Chayev, you don't do anything, all there was talk. Bishum Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chanina Omer, Af Hamakdim Truma Libikurim. Even if you gave Truma, if you gave Truma Libikurim, if you gave your Truma out of order, you give it out of order, you get Malkus for that. According to Rabbi Yossi. According to who's this? Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chanina. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Now, Nishba Minolan, how do you know that if you swear falsely, you get Malkus for that? So, Amar Vyochan, Amar Mishur, Amar Meir, Amar Kortet, it says in the Aseret Dibros, Kilo Yenake, you will not be clean. You will not be cleansed. Es Hashem, Hashem won't cleanse you. Es Asher Yisur Hashem Olashav. Right? Someone who takes Hashem's name in vain. You swear falsely, Hashem's not going to cleanse you. So, what does that mean, Hashem's not going to cleanse you? Right? He says over here, he quotes from the Shita Mekubetz, says, of course Hashem's not going to cleanse you. Hashem doesn't let things slide. Hashem doesn't let things slide. Of course he's not going to cleanse you. What does that mean? You do something wrong, Hashem's going to punish you. He doesn't let things go, Hashem. So what does that mean? It means Bezin Shalmala. Ain't menachin oso. Yeah, bezin up above is not going to cleanse you. Avol bezin shalmata malkin oso. Bezin shalmata will give you malchus. Umenachin oso. Then it'll get cleansed. So you see from here that you get malchus for taking a full an oath. Amalei of papa labayim. It means lo tehevi le nikios klal. Means you won't get cleansed at all. There's no punishment. No cleansing at all. Well, imkain le makro lo yinake velishtok. It should have said lo yinake. What's Hashem lamali? We have lo nak Hashem. It should have just said lo yinake, no cleansing. So Gemara says it should have said Hashem. No, we're right. Bezin shel mala hu dein manakin oso. Bezin shel mala will not cleanse. Alo bezin shel mata malkin oso. Malkin umanakin oso. Fine, very good. Ashkechan shvu ashav. That's a shvu ashav. What's a shvu ashav? A shvu ashav is a silly oath. This chair, I swear, this chair is really a piece of gold. It's not true. So for that, no maisa. Can't be a maisa. I just said a stupid thing, a wrong thing, shuva shav, it's nonsense. Also, if I swear that the chair is a chair, that's also shuva shav. What am I doing? That I got. Shuva sheker minol. What about a shuva sheker? What's a shuva sheker? He said, I ate, I didn't eat, all these things. So minolam. Rabbi Yochanan didei amar, lashav, shnei pa'amim. Because it says in that pasuk by the Teretz Dibros, it says the word lashav twice. It says, losis Hashem alkecha lashav, ki lo yinake, Hashem's not going to cleanse, Hashem. Shmo lashav. Said it twice. Once for Shavu Shav. Again, Shavu Shav is you say something stupid, like that this chair is really a bag of potato chips. Not true. And the second one is Shua Sheker, which is he lied. Emanu Inil Shua Shav, Tinil Shua Sheker, Deloke, Yiga Malkus. Right? Emanu Inyan is one of the, not the Yud Gimel Midos, it's one of the other 32 Midos, right? That, those rare ones. Okay, fine. Comes up quite often. Now, Maskev L'Ravo, Shua Sheker Hechidami. What's the case of Shua Sheker? How could it be that you did Shua Sheker with Adam Isa? How could that be? Ilema de Amar Shalo Ochel. I made a shvu I won't eat today. V'ochel, and you ate. So, Hasam Hu Maisa Avad. He did a Maisa. That can't be Pshat. Ela de Amar Shalochel. Shalochel. I said I will eat. V'lo Ochel. I didn't eat. I said I would eat, and I didn't. So what did I do? I made a shvu Sheker. I made a shvu I'm going to eat today, and I didn't. So I didn't eat. I didn't do anything. Right? Hahu me lucky? You wouldn't get Malkus anyway in that case. Anyway, you wouldn't get Malkus. Forget Lav Shein Mamaisa. There's more reasons why you don't get Malkus in that case. What Mr. Sheffer was alluding to. V'itmar, Shavu she'ochal kikar zehayom. If a Shavu, someone makes a Shavu, I'm going to eat this cookie today. V'avar hayom v'lo achla. And the whole day went by, I didn't eat it. Rabbi Yochanan Amar v'shimon ben Lakish Ami ein aloka. No, they both hold there's no Malkus for different reasons. Rabbi Yochanan Amar ein aloka to Lav Shein Mamaisa hu. It's Lav Shein Mamaisa. V'chol Lav Shein Mamaisa ein lokin alav. V'sh Lakish Amar, different reason. Ein aloka mishun dehavile hasra safek. It's a hasra safek. In order to do an avera, you have to be warned. So you made a shvua, I'm going to eat today. 9 o'clock in the morning, I go over to you. You better eat today. You made a shvua, you ate today. If you don't make a shvua, if you don't eat, you're going to be over your shvua. You're going to get, I have plenty of time. Come to me now. I have plenty of time. So whenever I came to you, I have plenty of time. Yeah, the Griz does say that at the last moment before Shkia, you will get Malkus. Because you don't have plenty of time anymore. Right? So Asra has to be, you can't give a guy Asra, you say, oh, I'm so angry at that guy, I'm going to kill him. So you shouldn't kill him. It says in the Torah, you shouldn't kill. A month later, you kill the guy. That wasn't Asra. That wasn't valid Asra. Asra has to be right before you do the action. Right before you do the very. You have to say, I know it says in the Torah that, I'm doing it anyway. That doesn't apply over here. You have plenty of time to eat this cookie. For the whole day. She gets up until 8 o'clock at night. The whole day. So whenever you come 2 o'clock, I have plenty of time. You come 3 o'clock. Never stop. There's never hasra. Okay, the last minute is going to be hasra. But the Lamaise says, never hasra. So you're not going to get Malkus for that, even if you don't eat the cookie. You're not going to get Malkus. The Chal Hasra Safik ain't Lokin love. There's no Malkus for it. Okay. Ella Omer Bavo. So here's the case. Tehe Ba'achalti, I swore that I ate. V'lo Achalti. And I didn't eat. What? It's a lie, and it's also a lie. No, the shu has no maisa, because it's about the past. Umayishna dekam rabba achalti v'lo achalti me'ochel v'lo achal. How's it any different than the future one? What are you giving a masra on? The guy makes a shvua. I swear that I ate yesterday. What am I going to go over and tell the guy? You better make sure that you ate yesterday, otherwise it's something any sense.
Nobody give masra like that.
You can't give masra like this. There's no masra to give. What are you going to give the guy? It's a past event. So it's never going to be Malkus anyway. It's no different than the future. The future is different because you still have time. And the past, what do you give the guy? If you said a Shavua Sheker, if you really ate yesterday, then you chay Malkus? Doesn't make any sense.
One second. What if you're about to, I announce to you, I'm going to swear that I didn't eat yesterday. And you say to me, I was with you all day yesterday. Don't make that
shvua.
I was with you all day.
Ah, excellent. So isn't that the same thing as the future? So the same thing. So there's no Malkus. Only if you make it right at that moment. But if you make it at a later point, there'll be no Malkus. So it's really the same thing. So it's the same thing as it's a good vart. Same thing as the future, and therefore there's no Malkus. Amar Rava, the parish rifts the Torah. Yeah, I hear you. Says Rava, you're right. But the Torah says straight out, Sheker dum yulashav. They're comparable. Ma shav l'sha'avar, af sheker l'sha'avar. That even a shav is l'sha'avar, Rashi points out. Shav shu l'sha'avar. The chinish ba'al amot shu even, when you testify about when you give a shavua on some pillar that's made out of stone, that it's really made, shu shal kentef, that's made out of silver, hainu l'sha'avar. That's considered a past tense shavua. Why? De l'sha'avar kodem chinish ba'havi even. Because before you swore, it was stone. And now it's also stone. So therefore, Kamoshu Achshav, Uma Shav Loka Alav Kedemin L'El B'Bez Din Shalamata Malkin Menachin Oso, So too, when you swear on a past event, you're going to get malchus for it. Even though it might fit, it might be a funny kind of malchus, but so what? It's an exception. Okay?
No esra is required.
What?
No esra is required.
Basically. Eithir of Yirmiyah Abo, Shavua Shalo Ochal Kikar Zeh, if someone says, I'm not going to eat this cookie, and then he says it again, Shavua Shalo Ochal Ochlena, I'm not going to eat it. I swear I'm not going to eat it. Then he says it a third time, Shavua Shalo Ochlena, I'm not going to eat it. V'ochlena, he eats it, and a chayev elvachas. Only chayev one Shavua. Why? It's the same thing three times. You only chayev one Avera. It's only one Avera. He swore falsely, he dipped this cookie. V'zui Shavua's bitui, this is considered a Shavua of an expression. Shechayavana loves the donor makos, fal shigagasa kolban all over your raid. If you did it on purpose, you get malchus. If you did it by mistake, you bring a carbon all over your raid, which means it's a chatas, but it goes by your paycheck. How much money you have. You bring an animal, you bring a bird, or if you're very poor, you bring a flower. Okay? But it's a shogig by a mistake, fine. Now, what does it mean, vizui? This is the one. This is the example. Lemute mai, what does it come to exclude? Lav lemute achalti v'lo achalti v'lo laki. Doesn't it come to exclude the past tense case where you don't get malchus? So Gemara says lo. Lo. Is that what it means? What it means is zuhi dal shigagasa maisi carbon. No. If you did it b'shogeg, you bring a carbon. Avol achalti v'lo achalti lo maisi carbon. But if it's in the past tense, you wouldn't bring a carbon. Umanu, and who is that? Rabbi Shmuelhi d'amar. Ain't no chayiv. He says you're not a chayiv on a carbon oliviorate on a carbon ella al asid lavo, only on the future. Why is that? It's learned out of pesukim because Rashi says it says the lahara o lahetev. Whether he said a good thing or a bad thing. What does a good thing or a bad thing mean? I will eat that cookie. It's a good thing. Eat a cookie, or I won't eat that. That's a bad thing. Somebody wants to not eat cookies. I won't eat. It's a good or bad. It's only on the future. So therefore, we show all that up to him, the karbanos are only on future promises, not on past promises. But of a malchus, it goes in the direction. Aval milka, lucky. But malchus, you'll get malchus, even if it's on a past event, past tense. Aim a seifa. But look at the seifa of this brisa here. It says, zui shvua shav. This is a shvua shav. Shechayav and alav, al zedona makos, fal shigagasa pater. Zui lemute mai. What did that come to exclude? Lav lemute, doesn't it come to exclude achalti, v'lo achalti, I've ate in the past, d'lo laki. I don't get malchus for that. So it's a kash on what we're saying. Lo, zuhi d'al shikagasa pater mi carbon. No. That's what you only put on a carbon. On a carbon you pater. Aval achalti, v'lo achalti, maisi carbon. But on the past tense, you do bring a carbon, the exact opposite shita. Umanu, who is this? Sirbi Akiva, t'amar, mevin carbon l'sha avar. You bring a carbon on past events. Right, because he learns how to pluck them differently. I've amarta resha Rabbi Shmuel, but they said the resha Rabbi Shmuel. Normally, we don't have two different anonymous people saying the same brisa. Eli, you're right. But the sefer Rabbi Akiva, resha nam Rabbi Akiva. You're right. The whole thing's Rabbi Akiva. The resha and the case in the resha. What's the case in the resha? We said shvua shalo ochel of ochel. That's malchus. Lav lemuute achalti v'lo achalti. Doesn't come to exclude the past events. El mute ochel velo ochel. It comes to include a future case. Ochel velo ochel velo ochel. I will eat and I don't eat. That you don't get malchus for that. Nobody holds you get malchus for that. Maishna, what's this man Maishna? What's the difference in the ratio and the seifa? In the ratio, we said it comes to exclude ochel velo ochel, and in the seifa, it comes to exclude achalti velo achalti. That you put it from a carbon. The Gemara says, Mishum, the karba lahaba, mai lahaba. Because a future promise can be mamayit, a future malchus. Kar lahaba, lamai mishah avar, but a future one is going to be mamayit, a past promise that doesn't work, and therefore, we're done. Okay. Fine. Now, we had a braisa on Amud Aleph that said, in the name of Rabbi Yossi Aglili, all low sases in the Torah, no malchus, lav shem ma'aseh, no malchus, the three exceptions. Shavua, Temura, and the third one was cursing. And there was a fourth one, if you give truma out of order. Okay? So we just did Shavua. We just finished Shavua. The whole thing with Shavua. Next is Umeimar. Tamura. Amale Rav Rabbi Yochanan Latana. Lo Tisni Umeimar. No. Umeimar doesn't have to be on the list. Why? Mishum Dibidibure Osamaisa. Because by speech you do a Maisa. So that shouldn't even have to be on the list. It's not even really a speech. Because by speech, it causes a Maisa. That's considered a Maisa. Yeah. That's where you got it from. Exactly. Next.
It's the only thing where a speech can create Maisa. You got a lot of examples.
Yeah, how so?
You just mentioned
but the Muslim.
Right.
What?
I'm sure other things you can think of.
A cursing doesn't create a Maisa. But it's an exception also. But it doesn't create a Maisa. Shavua Shav doesn't create a Maisa. If I swear this is really this chair is a table. It doesn't create a Maisa. But I'm chayav for that.
Kiddushin?
What kind of malchus? What's the malchus?
It's a malchus, right?
Right.
But it creates a maisa.
Correct.
You see that?
For sure. So the next one. Hamakal is chaver b'shem. If you curse somebody with Hashem's name, you get malchus for that. All I did was a maisa. All I did was curse. All I did was speak. It doesn't even create a maisa. So, Minola, how do you know that? Omar of Elazar, Omar of Oshia, Omar Kroh, it says in the Torah, I think it's in Parshas, it's in Devarim somewhere. Im lo sishmar, if you're not going to keep the Torah. Uksiv, and it says, the very next pasuk, v'hifla Hashem es makosecha. Hashem will give you makos. You don't keep the Torah, you're going to get hit, you're going to get punished. Hafla zu any day ma. I don't know what that is. Kishu omer, when it says, v'pilu hashofet v'hiko, the shofet will come and give you malchus, have lefanov. Haviyomer is hafla zu malchus. Hafla is malchus. What does it have to do with cursing? What does it do with cursing? One second. What does it do with cursing? So what has to do with cursing is because even if you don't do a maisa.
Cursing is by definition if you don't do a maisa.
Hmm?
Cursing is words. It's not by definition. It's not a maisa.
What did you say?
I said cursing is by definition not a maisa.
Correct. That's divart. Divart is you didn't do anything here. You're still getting malchus. So what's it by cursing? Okay. Okay, so Amar, I would say, if that's true, then afilu shvuas emes. Even if he swore truthfully, you should get malchus.
That's why.
Why would I think that?
Yeah, why?
If I swore truthfully.
Right.
You say, oh, you owe me $100. No, I don't. I'll swear. I don't owe you $100. I'll swear truthfully. I should get malchus for that.
Right.
Why? So, I don't know why I would even think that. Why would we think that? Because anytime you say Hashem's name, that's the Vard. It says like this: Imlo Shismar Lath Kol Dev Torah. Vayiras Hashem to fear Hashem's name. Hanichbad the Mechubad VaHanora the awesome one. Hazes as Hashem Alokecha. Then it says in the very next pasuk, you're going to get Malchus. What Malchus? Oh, when you use Hashem's name for no reason, you get Malchus. Cursing. Sounds like wasteful. What about swearing? What about MS? So Gemara says, no, behed yiksiv. It says in the Torah, Shavuos Hashem tiyeh ben shneihem. When two people have a dispute, you can let it swear. So you make a shavua. Emar hani mili lepayis es chaveiro. Maybe it just says, I'm going to swear so my friend shouldn't sue me. But I'm going to still get malchus for it. It's a funny thing. I'm just doing it to make my friend happy. Oh, well, he's totally swore in Hashem's name. He must be telling the truth. Still get malchus for that. That's what I would think. Rashi says, not Rashi. Avo milka loki, but you get malchus for that. That's a very strange thing to say. Lo motzis amarta, that's ridiculous. Tetziv, it says, ubishmo tishava, and you're going to swear in Hashem's name. It's a mitzvah to swear in Hashem's name when it's the emes. It's a mitzvah. No, that's not what that pasuk tells. It's a mitzvah. No. Hahumi bayle kidirav. Tamar of gidla marav. Minayin shen ishbon lekayim es mitzvos. How do you know you're allowed to make a shavua to mekayim mitzvos? How do I know you're allowed to do that? You're not supposed to make shavuos. You're not supposed to make a shiva. I swear that chair is a chair. You're not supposed to do that. But to be mekayem a mitzvah, or especially like if you're afraid you're not going to do it. So not to mitzvah kriya shema, nobody cares about that. But not to make a shavua, I just make a shavua, I'm not going to miss mitzvah kriya shema. Now you won't miss.
Now
you have a problem, so you won't miss. So you're allowed to do that. You're allowed to do that. How are you allowed to do that? Shenemar v'nishpati v'kaimena lishbar mishpei tzedkecha. Tzedkecha, right? Yeah. Right? Where Rashi says, k'dei shelo yachol lachzerbo, you don't want to violate the mitzvah. Shenemar, it says, nishbati v'kaimena. I'm going to swear to keep that mitzvah. Once you swear, you give it more emphasis. People need that chizuk. So you can make this with yourself. Right? You can do chizuk like this with yourself. That's what the pasuk is coming to teach me. It's mutter to make a shavuot if you kaim a mitzvah, right? Okay. Right. And as the Duran and the Darim says, it's a good thing to do, to swear on these kinds of things. Right? It's a good thing to do. Why? Af ksher nimnam el afilu mishavuot emes. Even though the kosher person kosher people never are involved in business. No one ever took a Chavetz Chaim to a Din Torah and someone owed him money. No one ever did that. Those people don't get taken to Bezdin for things, right? It's a good thing not to be taken to Bezdin. Al Dvar Mitzvah, Kedei Lazarez Atzmam, but to make a Shua for a Mitzvah, to be Mazarez himself, right? That, B'kiyuma. That's a good idea. That's a very good idea. That's what that pasuk teaches me. It doesn't teach me about making Shuas when I have a dispute with somebody. So the Gemara says, you're right. Ksiv, kra, achwina, ubo, sidbak, ubushmo, tishava. It says somewhere else, right, that a shavuos emes is mutter. Not only is it mutter, it's allowed. Ela, lamayasa, what does it come to tell me? This pasuk of the hifla Hashem is makosech, Hashem will give you up. That's a makalas chavero, b'shem. If you curse somebody with Hashem's name. Ve'ema, maybe it means, lamoti shem levatala. If someone says Hashem's name without a curse, just stop saying Hashem's name levatala. Is that any worse? Is it any worse that if you curse your friend with Hashem's name, and if you curse Hashem without your friend being there, it's a difference.
Right.
Regarding Hashem, what's the difference? Saying Hashem's name for no reason and you're cursing someone for no reason, right? If you get malchus for cursing Hashem for no reason, then you're for sure going to get malchus for cursing Hashem with your friend in there, for sure. So that can't be right. That can't be what it's telling you. Avo makal chavero b'shem kiven de avitarti de kamapik shem shemayim de kametzar lechavre. Maybe if you do two things bad, you did such a bad thing. Number one, you cursed Hashem. Number two, you cursed your friend. First of all, you thought Hashem's name for no reason, and you cursed your friend also. Lo tithagile b'malchus. Malchus shouldn't even be enough for you. You're such a bad person. Right? So lo matithamarta. Don't say that. Diktiv. Osakal cheresh. Lamaise, it says in the Torah, you're not allowed to curse your friend. You're not allowed to curse anybody. Even a cheresh. So don't say it means that it's so bad you can't get malchus. Okay? So how do we end off? We have a raya from here. This is the first answer. The Ebay Sema now is going to be another answer. There's another answer here coming up. That cursing is an avera, and if you curse, one of the exceptions, even though it's a lav shem ma'isa, you still get malchus for it. Okay, and we'll stop here, and we'll pick up tomorrow. Everyone have a good day.